From trafficking boats, we move to a story now about trafficking drugs on boats. But these boats aren't like any you've ever seen. They're closer to submarines, really, but decidedly low-tech. Authorities in Colombia recently captured one, and as John Otis reports, they describe it as a homemade narco-submarine.
You can see the evolution of maritime drug smuggling here at Colombia's main naval base at Bahia Malaga on the Pacific coast. The main pier is packed with captured fishing trawlers and high-speed cigarette boats once favored by traffickers. There's also a handful of enclosed vessels with pipes and snorkels sticking out at odd angles. But don't let the Dr. Seuss design fool you. Captain Norberto Benavides tells me these so-called semi-submersibles were built to transport tons of cocaine. These were semi-submersibles that didn't make it through, he says. They were detected. Semi-submersibles are sealed boats that travel just below the ocean's surface. They leave tiny wakes and are extremely difficult to spot. They're also low cost. Still, U.S. and Colombian authorities have gotten better at tracking semi-subs, and that's led to the latest innovation in cocaine smuggling. Last year, for the first time, authorities captured a fully submersible submarine built by drug traffickers in Ecuador, just south of the Colombian border. Then, in February, Colombian authorities discovered a second drug sub under construction. Now, it's docked at the naval base here in Bahia Malaga. In the submarine's stern, Navy Lieutenant Fernando Monroy points to a powerful diesel engine and tanks that can hold 1,700 gallons of fuel. The sub also carries compressed air tanks, bunk beds, a GPS, and a night vision camera.
Por debajo va droga.
Lieutenant Monroy also shows me a storage compartment in the bow with space for 8 tons of cocaine. He fears that drug submarines are here to stay.
We believe the smugglers will keep improving the technology, allowing them to make all their trips underwater.
Colombian officials believe the sub cost around $4 million. Yet it's hardly state-of-the-art. The 70-foot-long body has been fashioned from supplies you could buy at Home Depot: fiberglass, wood, and PVC tubing. It's also small, about the same size as a semi-sub. Once packed with cocaine, fuel, and food, there wouldn't be much room left for the 4 crew members. This Colombian fishing boat captain says he made 3 trips to Mexico at the helm of drug-laden semi-subs. He earned $300,000 per trip, but describes living conditions during those 2-week voyages as hellish.
Son dantescos. ¿No le parece? Son dantescos.
There was no toilet, he says. Vapors from excrement, cocaine, and diesel made it difficult to eat, sleep, and breathe.
Nunca se puede salir porque no se puede parar.
The captain, who asked not to be identified, says they rarely stopped because it's harder to detect moving vessels.
Without question, it has us all going back to the textbooks and the drawing boards and figuring out what are we going to do about this.
Jay Bergman heads the DEA's Andean Division. He points out that, so far, no drug submarines have been detected under the sea. But seizures of semi-submersibles have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years.
For the analyst looking at emerging threats, when they see this precipitous drop in semi-submersibles and then the advent of these 2 submarines, there's concern that's raised. What are we missing?
U.S. and Colombian officials vow to make the necessary adjustments to target submarines. Meanwhile, there's no shortage of people willing to risk their lives aboard the drug subs. Many cocaine traffickers are based in the Pacific port of Buenaventura. Poverty and unemployment here are high, so fishermen sometimes agree to work as maritime smugglers, like the semi-sub captain who made 3 runs to Mexico.
El último me ofrecieron medio millón de dólares.
He says he was recently offered $500,000 to make another trip to Mexico, but he turned down the offer.
Dos viajes le dicho muchas gracias, no quiero.
I told them, thank you very much. I wish you all the luck in the world, but I'm not interested. For the world, I'm John Otis, Buenaventura, Colombia.